One of the iconic plays of the Cold War era is The Crucible by the US playwright Arthur Miller. It's the story of a witch hunt set in a deeply Puritan community in the 1690s. For Australian playwright Joanna Murray-Smith, it's a masterpiece. She's talking to Fiona Gruber.
The Crucible is about a town, Salem, and the goings-on in the 17th century of accusations against a group of young women in the town who are found dancing in the forest that they have been bewitched and they are in fact witches. And it's about the hysteria which grips the town and the accusations that fly and the court cases that come out of it. And the way in which human motivations like terror, fear, and lust and ambition are played out across these accusations against these young women. And it's a play that is very, very intense and very claustrophobic. You feel, in a good production of The Crucible, you really feel as if you are in the town with the townsfolk. And I think that's one of the most beguiling things about the play is that Miller has created a universe that's emotionally irresistible to the audience. You become at one with the world that he is writing about.
Because everyone gets very hysterical. These girls just get hysterical and start accusing everybody of witchcraft. Now, Arthur Miller wrote this in 1953, and this was at the height of the McCarthy-era witch hunt of communists or suspected communists in the United States, wasn't it?
That's exactly right. And so parallels were drawn, and they were drawn because Miller intended them, parallels between the House Un-American Activities Committees, you know, rooting out of communists and accusations against people for being communists and encouragement of people to spill the beans about other people's political affiliations. All of this, which was utterly contemporary and pernicious about contemporary American society at that time, was invested in this 17th century story. So it was a very, very brilliant metaphor, really, for what was going on in the present day. And I think, you know, like great... And this is, I suppose, central to my life as a playwright, not that I'm always successful at it or maybe ever successful at it, but the ambition to take on big themes but to tell them through very, very finely observed human interactions is what Miller does so brilliantly in The Crucible. On one level, you can read the play and be totally gripped by it in terms of what characters are doing to one another on a very human level. But ultimately, the world of the play, the ideas that are examined in the play and the power of the play is about much more than those particular people. It's about the state of the world.
So when did you first discover The Crucible?
I think my introduction to it was my mother describing to me what the play was about and how it connected with American contemporary political life. I mean, it was obviously already a classic by the time I was born in the 60s. And I guess in my teenage years, she was talking to me about it because I was very engaged with the life of ideas. And, of course, it had particular piquancy for us because my parents had been communists and had, prior to my birth, been totally immersed in communism and also in the betrayals and complexities of a political life. And they had subsequently themselves come to be very, very sceptical of communism and had lost many friends in the course of that journey. So the play was very pertinent to my parents' lives and therefore to my own.
So when you first saw it, it obviously had a very strong political as well as emotional impact on you. You said that it has affected your work in the sense that you also want to take a very big theme and just pick one small element of it to tell the bigger story. Which of your works do you think you've done that in?
Well, I think I've done it probably most keenly in American Song, which is about guns in America, and it's a one-man show. So I've tried to say something about the state of America and the complexity of America, the very best of America, which I talk about in the context of Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, and the very worst of America, which is the gun culture. And yet those very, very big themes about the state of America are told through a single voice, the voice of just a very ordinary American man called Andy, whose life is forever undone by an act of gun violence. But I think it's there in other plays of mine as well. I think, you know, The Gift, for instance, was a play about a young couple who want to give up their child because they're more in love with their artistic pursuit than they are with being parents. That was a very controversial play and a very provocative play, and it tackled a big theme about creativity versus our moral responsibilities as human beings, but it told it in a very, very small way about two couples who meet at a hotel resort one night. So, I mean, I think all of the plays in some way take a very intimate social situation and try and talk about something that is bigger than those people, really, and more about tapping into something which is societal or about our time and place.
Because with Arthur Miller, it was, as you say, you know, linked to the time and place, the 1950s and a fear of communism. But it's a play that keeps on coming, doesn't it? It's
absolutely. And I have intersected with that play at different points in my life. So my first encounter with it was through my parents and infected by their relationship with communism. Then when I was at university, I was at the Adelaide Festival and I saw New York's Wooster Group do a very radical reinterpretation of The Crucible, which Arthur Miller incidentally hated and tried to stop. And people were walking out all over the place. And I probably would be one of those people now, my middle-aged self. But as a young person, I was completely thrilled by the Wooster Group and very excited about what theatre could do. So I was approaching The Crucible in a totally different way in my 20s.
What did they do to it, the Wooster Group?
They, first of all, they edited it, which some might consider heinous, and I think Miller definitely thought that. Then they introduced all kinds of technology. So there were screens and headphones and all of that stuff was very new in 1984. And then they applied it in their own way to contemporary American society. That show was definitely a hand grenade in my creative evolution.
And if someone saw the work today, where would they see the relevancies in today's society?
Well, I don't think you have to look far. I, in fact, saw Ivo van Hove, who's a, you know, Belgian whiz kid, his production on Broadway, not an emotionally affecting production, but like all his work, driven by extraordinary imagery. I mean, just quite breathtaking and memorable imagery. And I think the play adapts utterly to its times. And I think in the Trump era, that idea of hysteria and of ideas that are not filtered through rational thinking, but are really about in an infection, a kind of charismatic infection, that idea that you catch ideas and you don't rigorously test them, but you identify with what benefits they may bring you, what identity they're going to bring you in a community, is absolutely pertinent to the Trump era. You know, where if you ask people individually about individual experience, they would not necessarily be the kinds of people you expect them to be. And yet they get behind the Trump bandwagon because they're excited by the idea of change, or they're disenchanted by liberalism, or their lives are so miserable they're looking for an easy answer. And so these ideas pick up this kind of terrible, infectious velocity in a society.
So The Crucible has as much relevance today as ever. Thank you for telling us about your masterpiece, Joanna.
Thank you, Fiona.
Australian playwright Joanna Murray-Smith with her masterpiece, The Crucible by Arthur Miller. Didn't that production by the Wooster Group sound interesting? You know, I've never seen a good production of The Crucible. If you've seen one that's really lit your fire, do let us know, because it clearly is a play that lights people's fires. And Joanna Murray-Smith rates it as a masterpiece. She was talking there to Fiona Gruber for Books and Arts.